Junk Across the Pacific by Marcus Erickson and Leslie Moyer. As a rite of passage to float away from the models of society that engulf us, sailors from the Five Gyres Institute drifted 2,600 miles across the Pacific Ocean from California to Hawaii on a homemade raft, narrowly missing three hurricanes and risking life and limb to tell their story. The raft was made from the fuselage of a Cessna aircraft and 15,000 plastic bottles. Their purpose was to raise awareness of plastic pollution in our oceans. That is also the purpose of the Burning Man installation, Junk Across the Pacific. The exploitation of natural resources in light of a growing global populace presents unprecedented challenges to the future. Until now, we have had seemingly limitless land and neighbors to conquer, an endless sea and sky to absorb our pollution. All of this will change in our lifetimes. After 88 days at sea and witnessing a steady flow of waste drift by, Five Gyres has brought the junk raft to the playa. Participants are invited to step aboard and imagine themselves cast away, returning to land with a new vision of how we will build a better world. The junk raft is made of 40 small pontoons stuffed with plastic bottles, 25 old sailboat masts as the deck, two 18-foot masts and a sail that has the name of the vessel Junk emblazoned across the top. The fuselage of a 310 Cessna aircraft sits in the middle of the craft and acts as the cabin. Access to the deck of the raft is guided by posts and a rope rail made from braided plastic bags. There is also a three-sided kiosk created from reused doors that have information about plastic pollution in the world's oceans. The installation is interactive. There are two things participants can do. Number one, turn the bottled sea samples on the kiosk to watch plastic from the five oceans fall through the jar. These are real samples the Five Gyres Institute collected during the last 2 years of sailing around the world. Number two, walk aboard the junk raft and stand on the deck. An information panel will guide the participant through this short meditative exercise.
Five Gyres invites you to stand upon the bow of the raft. Imagine an empty sea. For a moment, consider that all you can see and hear are wind and waves. Recognize thoughts and let them be carried away. Close your eyes and experience a moment of stillness. This is the opposite of the chaos you may experience in our normal world. Discover your rite of passage from this chaos to your stability, aware that there is nothing to do and no place to go. Let your mind drift, just as a raft upon a vast sea. Breathe. Now imagine a fucking plastic bottle floating by. With global population density approaching 9 to 10 billion by 2050, and dwindling natural resources and air and water to absorb our pollution, we must find a new ethic. There is no longer room for waste. As a concept or as a place.
There is no precedent for the challenges to sustainability that lie ahead. There is literally no room for waste in the world. To create waste is no longer acceptable in any human endeavor. Zero waste your life, then help others, business, government, schools to do the same. With tremendous integrity and compassion, you can bring substance to people and the land and sea that nourishes us. Five Gyres has a story to tell of a better future, and we want to begin by bringing this message to Black Rock City through a resurrection of the junk raft on the playa and a live performance of Lillian. Standing atop the junk raft, Ben Lear and his band will perform Lillian, inspiring listeners to contemplate the metaphor of plastic waste through music and poetry. Stationed at the junk raft, sailors and scientists from the Five Gyres will interact with visitors, answering questions, telling stories, and sharing ocean samples collected from all Five Gyres.
A little bit about Five Gyres. Since the voyage of the junk raft in 2008, they created Five Gyres Institute to research and bring awareness to the state of plastic in the world's seas. In April 2011, Five Gyres completed the first global study of plastic in the world's ocean, concluding once and for all that plastic pollution is a global problem, impacting marine ecosystems and coastal communities around the world. Disposable plastic waste, a byproduct of our ignorance and overconsumption, flows from land to sea through rivers and storm drains, getting stuck in massive oceanic current systems called gyres, Plastic accumulates in the gyres, breaking down into smaller and smaller fragments that are eaten by marine organisms. How might this affect human health? That is what Five Gyres is trying to find out.